Welcome to Rein It In. This is Matt.
And this is Rachel. So today we're going to talk to you about the second chunk of our road trip. So last episode we talked to you through Ohio. So we're going to pick up in the morning of Columbus, Ohio, and then sort of talk a little bit about West Virginia and Virginia, although we're not doing like a chronological thing. We're going to just kind of focus on, I don't know, some observations, some cool things we've seen. We finally made it to a scenic overlook.
Yeah, right, right. I think that's probably going to be our cover image, I think.
Okay.
We'll see. So if this is your first time listening, this is a casual podcast where we sort of talk about our travels and such. Obviously, things were on hold with COVID for a bit there, but we still put out some episodes about games and some other random things, some food. But this is effectively part three, even though it's part two. This is the third.
Yeah, the third.
Piece of the arc.
Yeah, ARC. I like ARC. We did one about planning, and we did now two episodes while we're actually on the road, and we'll probably do like an autopsy of it.
Yep. So if you want to listen to any of those old ones, check us out on, you're already listening to us somewhere, but you can find us on your favorite podcast app at Rein It In, Matt and Rachel. Or if you want to check out all the pictures we've been posting, you can check out Rein It In_podcast at Instagram or Rein It In - podcast on Facebook. Lots of fun pictures.
Yep. Yeah, and lovely pictures of the scenic overlook.
And Don Knotts.
Oh, yeah. This chunk of the road trip, we've primarily been in two states. So we were in West Virginia for 3 nights, and now we've been in Virginia for 2 nights in Roanoke. So this was kind of new. A lot of this was new territory for Matt and I, right? I'd been to West Virginia once, and I've been a couple other places in Virginia, but I've never been like in the kind of Roanoke area.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, I really enjoyed Morgantown, which was where we stayed primarily in Virginia.
West Virginia.
And, in West Virginia, rather. And they're the same thing, aren't they?
All of Virginia rises up against us.
Yeah. And West Virginia goes like, nobody knows who we are anyway. The state's kind of shaped like a W, too. Anyway, some sort of like splendid frog. It's an interesting shape, West Virginia.
It is.
Anyways, I really enjoyed Morgantown, West Virginia, mostly because we spent a bunch of time with friends and did some fun stuff, but it also just had a nice little vibe to it. There was a lot of strip malls, reminded me a little bit of Toledo in some ways.
Yeah.
But like the little downtown was nice to walk around in. But I have to say, Roanoke, probably we're just looking through, I'm looking through it through rose-colored glasses with only being here for 2 days, but it seems pretty happening and pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's got a really sort of vibrant downtown, even after COVID, which, I mean, obviously COVID impacted a lot of smaller businesses and smaller downtowns, restaurants and so on. But I didn't notice a ton of empty storefronts here. People are out and about. This is the least masked place that I've seen, though, along the lines.
Now, I wonder, too, how much that is because national restrictions are and CDC things are changing. Because I was surprised when we got to Cincinnati how many people didn't have masks on going into jungle gyms. Mm-hmm. But then I was really surprised at how strict, I would say, places in Morgantown were.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's really been interesting to see because it doesn't necessarily follow like your kind of ideas about like red state, blue state necessarily, right?
Right. Although Morgantown is going to be a seriously blue city.
Right, in a red state. But I mean, I think that, I mean, Virginia's a blue state. So, you know, it's sometimes kind of contested, but I think it's been pretty blue recently. Although I will say, I think here, one of the things that we've noticed and commented on and that we haven't really figured out why is that there are a lot of like college age people.
Yeah.
And I think definitely.
We saw there's a couple colleges here, but nothing massive.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a university town, and yet there are a lot of younger people.
Yeah.
So I think they tend to wear masks a little bit less because they've always been under the impression that they're not going to get it or it's not going to impact them, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I mean, I'm not like trying to diss on the young folks, but I do think that that's just been kind of a national theme.
Yeah, and because One of the interesting things in Roanoke that I've noticed while I've been here too, again, because when we were in West Virginia, there was some, like, we were at one place at least that said, maybe that was actually Ohio still, that said masks are still mandatory until June 1st, right? So it was like something is lightening up.
But I think the CDC has changed recommendations starting either June 1st or June 2nd.
Right.
Although they're not going to be serving airplane or alcohol on airplanes until September.
Oh, really?
Anyway, I was just reading an article about it this morning. Because people get drunk and then they attack flight attendants. Mask mandates.
But here in Roanoke, what was kind of interesting, and we'll move on from this mask thing, but the... like, we went into the Pinball Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, by the way. We'll talk about that a little bit more today and probably the next wrap-up cast. Like, we went in, and there was mask everywhere. But when we went in, he said, if you can show us your vaccination card, you can not wear your mask. And most people were still wearing their masks.
I actually still wore mine. He believed me that I had also been vaccinated along with Matt because I have not taken a picture of mine. But I ended up just wearing it the whole time because I felt kind of awkward because everybody else was. So I was like, eh.
Yeah, that's
and it wasn't thing. Bothering me because it wasn't hot in there or anything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, and I wasn't trying to talk to anyone because I was just playing pinball.
Right. And you were pretty close to people during it because you're like shoulder to shoulder with whoever's at the next game occasionally.
Yeah, and I think they've relaxed that a little bit. It used to be like you can't be at pinball machines next to each other. And they've obviously changed that rule. And they have really good ventilations and stuff. Anyway, we don't need to talk about masks.
But we saw another one that when you walked in the door, it said masks are optional. So
right. And we also saw a place that was like everybody in here is vaccinated. Everybody who works here is vaccinated. But if you'll feel more comfortable with us wearing a mask, just ask.
Yeah, we've seen that twice, right? Because that was in...
The comic shop.
The comic shop and at the Glass Museum.
Oh, right. So yeah, I mean, I think it is really interesting to see how people are approaching this issue now that more people are vaccinated in the U.S., thank goodness, and the CDC has, you know, changed guidelines, and yet state guidelines are still kind of in flux, right?
Yeah. And I was reading an article, not the full article, and but it indicated that, like, infection rates and maybe even, like big death-like complications are still as high as they were at our highest point for unvaccinated people right now.
Oh, wow.
So, but because 50% of people are vaccinated, those people have extremely low rates.
Right.
So it's like, please, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, just make some time, go get it. It's science. It's not government control, please.
It just makes me feel more comfortable going around in the world.
But anyways, that's vaccination. So what else have we been doing on this trip besides...
Yeah, besides talking about masks and thinking about them. So we actually did quite a bit of stuff in West Virginia. We stopped in ultimately four cities or towns for, you know, attractions. Or obviously we were staying in Morgantown. Mm-hmm.
And we had a side excursion to Pennsylvania.
Right, we did. So we went to the one, like, I guess, like, the most traditional tourist thing that we've hit this trip.
And that's the Flatwoods Monster?
Yes. No. no, that's Falling Water. That was our excursion to Pennsylvania. Because it's actually close to Morgantown if you ever happen to be there. It's slightly closer to Morgantown even than it is to Pittsburgh, which I think is the closest major city.
Yeah, I think it was like an hour and 10 minutes drive.
Yeah. And that was on our avoiding tolls route. Mm-hmm. So, but it's definitely worth seeing. And I don't know if we want to launch into talking about that now.
I don't know. A bit. I mean, I'll just... Because we got plenty to cover still, and we got to get out of this Airbnb this morning. But I really enjoyed it. And I think... Anybody who's listening, who's considered going, I've never been to a Frank Lloyd Wright home before. So you don't know what Falling Water is. It's probably the most famous Frank Lloyd Wright architect. You've seen his stuff or things that have been inspired by him. Anything that's like mid-century modern basically is a result of.
Yeah, it starts with him, although he's constructing things in the 1930s. So he really inspires a lot of that, you know, sort of like open space flat, like moving away from the Victorian, like very sort of tall and ornate architecture.
Yeah, and connecting things to nature and using, but at the same time using like potentially affordable materials in unique ways. So yeah, there's like concrete and wood and steel. But I was really surprised walking in. I've said this, Rachel's heard this twice, but just how much I could feel like the presence of being inside of the house. It was, mm-hmm. It was not what I expected. I expected to be like, oh, this is neat. This is nice. But like, I just felt sort of like calm and cozy, but open and sunny. And you wanted to look places, but it wasn't overwhelming. You just kind of do like a slow pan. It was really pleasant.
It was really nice. Yeah. And the grounds around it are beautiful. You know, there's lots of stuff that we didn't even take advantage of because I think it's on a bunch of acres. So we walked around some, but not nearly as much as we could have. And I will say, like, they were very, very open to you having to bringing in food. I mean, not obviously to the house, but like to the grounds, there were some picnic tables and mm-hmm. there was also like an area in the visitor center where you could eat. So
yeah, if we do it again, I would absolutely make it a day trip.
Yeah. Cause we just went really, it was like an afternoon trip for us.
Yeah. We were there for like 2.5 hours mm-hmm. and we drove for 2 hours, right. But we got there and got back. We had other friends in town that we wanted to get back and see. We had mm-hmm. some, a doggo we needed to, get outside. But I think, yeah, if I was to do it again, I would get out of town early mm-hmm. and expect to come back in the late evening.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple, there was at least one other house, maybe more.
Yeah. There's a thing called Polymath Park, I think, that has several of his houses. And that's also linked to on the Falling Water website. And there's a house called Kentuck Knob, that we drove by on our way back. Mm-hmm. And then there's also like a bunch of hiking. There was something called Cucumber Falls, which I assume is it just someone throwing a lot of cucumbers at you?
I hope that it was, but yeah.
And so I just felt like concentrated within like probably 20 minutes of driving, there was all of that. I don't know how far out Polymath Park is, but I think in between the house and Kentuck Knob and the falls and stuff is only 20 to 30 minutes of driving time.
But then, so other things we did while we were there. So rolling into West Virginia, we hit Wheeling.
Mm-hmm. Which is not the capital. I thought it was.
And the, it had a little bit of something going on. It was definitely, you could feel depressed. But there was a lot of construction kind of in the area, although mostly that was road construction.
The downtown definitely like had things. Too, and it seemed like I don't know if I was to say like what their main sort of economic stuff was. There was a lot of medical stuff, but and we went to a market there I think it used to be like sort of an open or indoor like kind of farmer's market, but now it's an artist space. Mm-hmm. That was nice. I mean, there was some good art, and then there was some hilariously not as good art.
It was a nice, it broke things up a little bit.
We just stopped there. We'd been in the car for a couple hours. We wanted to take a break, and then we wanted to get some coffee. You know.
And the only drawback was we went into a dirt mall flea market, which wasn't really a dirt mall flea market.
It was like an antiques place with a bunch of different flea markety booths.
And that was all fun and games until we came across the Nazi memorabilia that was like prominently displayed when you walked in, but we didn't notice it. So
yeah, if I had noticed it, I would have just walked back out, but I didn't see it until we'd been there for a while. Nazis do ruin everything. And so,
yeah, so we moved on.
Thanks for tainting Wheeling Nazis.
I know. Well, Wheeling probably tainted themselves because it sounds like,
You're so mean to West Virginia.
Well, I'm not. Okay. The only other story we know about Wheeling is our friend's friend whose family wouldn't be served.
Right.
Like 10 years ago when they stopped through there.
Right.
They were Filipino.
Yeah, I'm not like trying to defend their racism.
No. I'm sure it's not everybody. There's tons of nice folks too, right?
Yeah.
So, but the, and everybody we talked to was pleasant. The, yeah. Then we kicked into Morgantown, mm-hmm. and we saw some awesome attractions in Morgantown. Namely, the Don Knotts statue, and which is my favorite photo of the trip, yeah. maybe. And also, we got to see the PRT from a distance.
We'll right.
have to get back to give that a ride.
Fortunately, we have friends there, so we will definitely be back to Morgantown.
Yeah.
I like Morgantown. It reminds me a little bit of a Colorado mountain town.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe mushed together with Toledo, like you said. If you took a Colorado mountain town and Toledo, and
yeah.
it had a baby,
uh-huh.
It would be Morgantown.
Yeah. So Morgantown was nice, and we left Morgantown after a couple of days hanging out with friends, and...
Matt's like speeding up talking speed because we do have to get out of this hotel in not too long, so this will be a shorter podcast, but I think it's funny that you're doing it by talking faster and faster and faster.
Oh, that's just my normal, like, my normal talking too fast tone. I'll try to slow down. The coffee might be helping.
Anyway.
Anything else about Morgantown that you want to chat on?
We ate at a really nice restaurant by the river that I would recommend. Mm-hmm. I think that one's called Table 9.
Yeah.
We ate at a restaurant where we were the only patrons, which is always a weird experience.
Also near the river, but a different part.
Different part. Yeah. Called H&H. I don't remember what the H's stand for. That one is not as recommended. Sorry, H&H. And then we just spent a lot of time, you know, with friends.
Just chilling out. We saw two nice comic shops there.
Oh, yeah.
One had an ass load of magic cards. If you're into comics and magic, or just magic, and you're in Morgantown, check out the comic shop that's in the mall.
In the mall, yeah.
The one that's in Westover is more comics and some toys and games.
Pretty limited on toys and games, though. It was mostly new comics.
Yeah.
He said they had another store in a different town whose name I can't remember. Maybe it was Fairfield or Fairmont or whatever the other university town is that had more of their back mm-hmm. issue stock.
But there was a nice cat there.
There was. Oh, my gosh. Finn. That cat was... Actually, we had two nice Morgantown cats, because there was a nice Morgantown cat at the Monster Museum, too. Flatwoods Monster Museum.
That's not Morgantown.
Cat.
You mean West Virginia?
Yeah, West Virginia.
Got it.
Oh, did I say Morgantown?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I think you did. The which is fine, because I was trying to rack my brain as to what are their cats. I mean, Scully and Dax are both nice cats.
Right.
We didn't see much of Dax. Or much of Scully.
No. She's an outdoor adventurer cat.
The there was one other thing about Morgantown that I was going to bring up that I thought was, I don't know, we'll maybe just move on and I'll think of it when we get there. Oh, pepperoni rolls.
Oh, yeah, pepperoni rolls.
We missed our opportunity to get, like, one of the higher rated pepperoni rolls in town because...
They were sold out, so that's a good sign that people like them enough to buy them.
Mm-hmm, that was at Phoenix Bakery.
Uh-huh.
And if you know better, Morgantown... pepperoni roll places, let us know for next time we're there. We just got them from the gas station Sheets, right?
Sheets with a Z.
And if you microwave them for a few seconds, they were pretty good, but they were just kind of dry and pepperoni.
Yeah.
I think our friends are pretty split on, actually they're
fairly anti-pepperoni roll.
Yeah. Kelly would eat more of them, but
one of them is very anti-pepperoni roll.
Yeah.
She's got a whole rant, which is fine. I understand it. It goes along with being a minor. Anyway.
Yeah.
I will say, West Virginia did, especially some of the smaller towns, did feel very poor. Mm-hmm. And just within the last couple of weeks, I read an article about how West Virginia is, like, the state that's losing the highest population right now.
West Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are paying $1,200 or whatever to move there.
$12,000.
Yeah.
But they're not the only state. I mean, Oklahoma's also doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a friend who took advantage of that, which I think is interesting.
One of the other things I've been surprised about, and it seems weird, we talked about this too, is like there's towns with reasonable populations that barely have internet.
Yeah, that's true.
That
was really surprising.
Sutton? What town were we in for?
That was for the Glass Museum.
Yeah.
I think Sutton...
And I don't know if we were just in a weird spot, but we were like downtown and I didn't have data for a while. Now, so it could have just been like blocking because we did move a little bit further up and I did end up getting...
Yeah, but one of our friends just doesn't, her phone doesn't work. Like they don't have service at all in even Morgantown, just anywhere kind of in West Virginia. So yeah, it's, it seems complicated for trying to get a remote workforce to move to your state if your state is really like spotty on internet.
Well, but I mean, the way we do internet here in the United States is it's not, I mean, there's some public support of some of these things based on what it is, but internet is largely the
it's
thing of corporations and communications companies. So like that means people like Comcast are not doing it. I don't know if the mountains have something to do with reception, but I feel like we generally have like better service in like Wyoming and Colorado where there's like nothing for hundreds of miles.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. So I don't know what to make of that, but
maybe it was just maybe it was just our perception. We you know, it's a limited data set, but it was kind of curious.
Yeah, we've only been here for a few days. Well, and now we're not even here anymore.
All right. So what do you say? We'll take a quick break, we'll come back, we'll talk about the last couple roadside attractions that we had.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And where we're going next? So leaving Morgantown, we wanted to make sure we hit a few more roadside attractions. And at that point, we had like had a big goose egg on getting any scenic overlooks. A little bit surprised by that. When we were leaving town, one of the things I said was, I want to stop at every scenic overlook we see. And my mom was like, that might be a lot. And oddly enough, we have not seen very many.
Right. We really found... We saw one and skipped it because it was raining really hard and you had to cross the highway to get to it and it just didn't seem safe because it rained real hard in between Morgantown and Roanoke on our drive.
But that was the same day, right? So it wasn't even like we had passed over another one before that same day.
Right. So, first scenic overlook, which was also America's most recent national park. Mm-hmm.
New Gorge Bridge
was what the scenic...
New River Gorge.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I would also love to go back there and spend some more time.
Yeah.
And we've got some nice pictures of the bridge that we'll post. Mm-hmm. We took the stairs down to get the better view of it from the visitor center.
Well worth it.
Yeah, it was 178 stairs, which is not too bad. Mm-hmm. Although my calves have definitely let me know about that the last 2 days.
Yep.
It was lovely. It was cloudy. Like I said, it was raining. We still had a great view of the bridge. Mm-hmm. Some of the gorge was blocked by clouds, but it was still really nice.
Yeah, it'd be really nice to check that out. And excuse me, the joys of no edit podcasts. Uh-huh. The while we were, you know, before we got to the bridge and the national park there, we did stop at two other things. We stopped at the West Virginia American Art Glass Museum or the American Art Glass Museum of West Virginia.
I think it's the second one, yeah.
It was like one way on the wall. It was a different way on their website.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't find them on Instagram. Anyways, it was fun, though. It was kind of neat.
It was. It was really cool. They had, the glass that they had collected was primarily from like a couple different states. So West Virginia used to have a huge glass industry because of the easy access to natural gas. So you can get your glass kilns up really hot for inexpensive and also access to sand.
It was interesting how that was for Toledo too.
Yeah. So they had a lot of glass from West Virginia. They had some glass from Ohio and they had some glass from Pennsylvania, I think. And it was kind of broken down by manufacturer, but it was really focused around those areas. So it wasn't like you were finding glass from Europe or anything. Mm-hmm. So it was a cool collection though. They also have the National Marble Museum or some kind of National Marble Museum. That part was not very impressive.
No, that was just like four little cases or something.
There was a ton of glass.
Yeah, I think there were like 54 glass cases and then more.
Yeah. So I thought it was worth going to. Yeah, it's free. Yeah, there was just all kinds of cool stuff. So
yeah, the woman working there was also super nice.
Uh-huh. So I recommend that.
And that was Sutton, West Virginia, I think. And then what was the town? The second one we stopped at was not quite as successful, but was fun stop.
Yeah, we stopped at the Flatwoods. Sorry. I keep wanting to say flat something else. Anyway, Flatwoods Monster Museum. So West Virginia does have a bunch of cryptids associated with it. Cryptids are, odd creatures, imaginary creatures, right? Cryptozoology is the study of things like Bigfoot and so on.
You say they're not real?
I was trying to figure out a way to phrase that without saying they aren't real.
Yeah. With unverified
provenance. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
So Flatwoods monster is kind of an alien-looking guy. It seems like the mythology of it does come down from the sky in a way that people thought was like a shooting star. And then there's this big red monster-looking guy. We've got a picture of him, too, that we'll post on the Instagram. But that museum was... had a nice cat. There was no one in there. I mean, and not like there were no patrons in there.
There were a couple patrons we got there, but they were leaving as we walked in.
But there was no staff.
Yeah, there was a cowbell that you could ring for help. And I heard someone moving around in the back. When we first got there before I saw the help bell, it did make me think, like, has someone murdered... person here, and the murderer is just like behind that curtain in the back waiting for us to leave so they don't have to murder us too. This town was a little rougher.
It was, yeah. It had seen many better days, I think, unfortunately.
Now, what the hell was the name of the town? Was it Braxton?
No, we should have written this down. I'm sorry.
Braxton was something about it, because there was the Braxton Kitty.
I think it was Braxton County. Yeah, it was definitely a town that had been hit hard by, you know, the waning of industry and all of that. And it was just a weird museum. There wasn't that much explanation of anything.
No, it wasn't really clear. There was a video playing that couldn't keep our attention, plus the cat was stealing one of the chairs.
Yeah.
Cat has rights to chairs they're sitting in.
It was a cute kitty, too.
It was also the like tourist center, so it was just like a bunch of pamphlets for other stuff in the area.
Right.
There was a display of old memorabilia, old things from like some sort of fair.
Yeah, I think they have a
festival.
They have like a film festival that then embraces the Flatwoods Monster. Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole cryptids museum elsewhere in West Virginia that I think would be fun to go to, and I will be dressing up as West Virginia's most famous cryptid, Mothman, for Dragon Con this year. So, West Virginia overall, you know, you definitely notice the poverty that it's sort of at this point the most famous for. Mm-hmm. But I think there's also a lot of things that make it worth going there.
I'm super glad we came through this part of the country. I'd never been to West Virginia before, so I got to add a new state that I've slept in. And I've never been to this part of Virginia. Again, Roanoke, pretty darn nice. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed it. But we're about to hit the road here.
Yeah.
This last section's a little short.
It is, but that's okay. Roanoke, we talked about how, like, kind of vibrant it is. We hit a couple breweries since we've been here, which has been nice.
Pinball Museum was a ton of fun.
Pinball Museum was definitely the highlight.
It's really just an arcade.
Yeah, but it's great because you book a time in advance, and it was $12.50 a person. And then you get 2 hours of unlimited pinball. And this is great if you are like me and are bad at pinball. Mm-hmm. So you never want to play it because you just feel like you've wasted your quarter for 20 seconds worth of play. But I could do that for 2 hours. And I was like... this is great. I'm still terrible at this, but I don't care.
Yeah. They also had an awesome selection of old games. I think I only played a couple games that probably came out after like 1985.
Yeah. And that was really fun too, just playing these games from like the, you know, 50s and 60s, I assume.
Definitely 60s. Definitely in 70s too, because it was like Pinball Wizard and...
Right. Those were more 70s. But I think some of the ones on that far area were...
Yeah.
We're 60s for sure.
Where they only had three digits for the score.
Yeah. It's sort of like that really old game show that's in black and white, right? And ultimately, God, what's it called? Where they guess what the person does. It's not What's My Line, is it?
Maybe.
Anyway, what always struck with me from that game show was that people would win like $25 or $50. Like that was the prize. It's sort of like that of pinball, right? It wasn't overly inflated on the score yet. It was like, yep, you can get 110 points.
Yeah. And if I remember too, the guests like kept their own score. Like they had a little like cards that they put in front of their thing.
I do think it's What's My Line.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But definitely check that out, because there were some other older ones that weren't functioning. They had a couple that were open, so you could look inside.
Mm-hmm. It was very cool, and that was well worth the money and the 2 hours spent.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we just kind of walked around a little bit. We saw two more markets while we were here as well. Mm-hmm. One was a craft market that we didn't have time to really explore.
Well, we kind of missed it. Their hours were a little bit different because of COVID. So we were kind of there right before they opened, and then we made it there right after they closed. Because we didn't realize they had updated hours, basically.
But all the booths were still had stuff out, so you could
still look at it. You just couldn't buy anything. Yeah. So it saved me from spending $50 on bitters, which is, probably for the best. It's best.
We're on, and then a farmer's market we walked through. We saw a young woman with a
pigeon
/ dove.
On her shoulder.
It was very strange. There's a picture of that on our Instagram.
I don't know how I feel about it.
No.
So today we are off to... we're going to make a stop in North Carolina, and then we are, having our last night of the trip in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
So we're going to get on the road with that shortly.
Yeah, we'll have done. So far we've been in 7 states on this trip, and we've gone maybe 1,200 miles, maybe about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hit 2 more states. For me to consider that we can put a state on the road trip map, we need to have stopped and done some appreciable activity there.
Right. So I think we're going to do a brewery and a comic shop, hopefully.
Yeah, in North Carolina. And then Greenville, we still need to figure that out. But we're going to check out Miniature Graceland.
Oh, right, on our way out of town.
And the oldest metal bridge in Virginia.
All right. We've got a plan.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back to do an autopsy in a week or so on this trip. And thanks so much for listening.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. You can check us out at anchor.fm/reinitin. That's spelled R-E-I-N-I-T-I-N. All one word, no spaces. And you can leave us a message there. You can also follow us at Instagram at reinitin_podcast or email us at reinitin@ssdpress.org, also spelled R-E-I-N-I-T-I-N at ssdpress.org. Thanks again to all of our friends and family for all the support and for putting up with us. Have a great day.